Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Ray Russell. I am the founder, the CEO of Financial Coach for You, and I am so excited here to have our guest, our special guest this morning, Miss LaTonya Powell. Miss LaTonya Powell started her apparel wear, expressive wear, and has been in her heart this apparel expressive wear, has been in her heart dating back 40 years, everyone. She has been in the fashion design industry for many, many years. And I am so excited to hear all about your story and how you got started. LaTonya, give us a little history about yourself and let us know what inspired you to get started.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hello, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I also actually just want to thank you for the opportunity to come on and really sort of tell my story a little bit. So when we talk about those 40 years, many years ago, I went to design school and fashion design school. And when I came out of there, I really realized that I really couldn't afford to start a line. Things were a lot different back then. So actually, way back probably in the early 90s, late 80s, I did a T-shirt line many years ago as a way to sort of start making money to save to begin my venture into the fashion industry, because I've always been really attracted to fashion. And so I have that experience way back then. But as I say, as life goes and, you know, things happen, you get into relationships, you start a family, and sometimes your dreams get put back a little in the back burner. But it never actually really left my heart. It's always been. I've been a creative person pretty much all my life. I started always doing some side design or some sort of side entrepreneur venture. But I started working in retail, and to me that was great because it really gave me some closeness to fashion. I enjoyed being around trends and what were really people buying and really the engaging piece with customers. And so that career that we speak of 40 years while I was obviously creating on the side and doing my own things, doing my own little entrepreneur things that weren't always necessarily related to fashion, but entrepreneurship has always been in me. So over nearly 40 years would be this year that I started my career in retail on a leadership management role. So I started off like anyone else as, you know, assistant management and working my way up through the management scale from all sort of leadership roles from, you know, operations and district manager roles, regional training roles, things of that nature.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. And then COVID happened and I opportunity to get a little bit more serious about focusing in on my brand.
Wow. So it looks like all of the experience that you've had over the years just geared up and just help you in just coming out with your brand. Everything helped you. I see that you never let your dreams die. So many people out there let their dreams die, but you dust it off. You're like, hey, every little thing that I do is to help in my business. So tell me, No JJ, what was your vision in starting this company? Where does the name come from?
Right. Well, so No JJ, the name are my from my two daughters, their letterings or initials. So the No is for my oldest daughter. Her name is Sonovia, who is also called Novi. And the JJ is for my youngest daughter, Jayla, who is called JJ by some. So we have No JJ. So, you know, it's my goal when I started the business, but that name is to really create a legacy and a memory for them. So No JJ is one way that I do that.
Wow. Well, the name is really catchy. You know, no JJ Apparel. It's really catchy. And so what makes your brand unique? What makes it stand out? Because everybody is into apparel. Everybody's into, you know, expressive wear. But what makes your brand stand out from everybody else's?
Right. So, you know, I'll just go back a little bit here. So, you know, when I started the company, and the reason why it is important to me, because, and over those years, I discovered that I wanted to be a conduit, a tool to use to inspire people to see themselves as a beautiful creation, to live without restrictions, expressive. And so No JJ Image will help remind them of that. And so what makes me really unique is that so currently I use images and thoughts. I want to create thoughts. I want to inspire possibilities for people to remember, to celebrate, to dream. I want my design to influence the part of the brain that allows it. It's called the prefrontal region or the cortex. That's where all that takes place. Images and other parts of our senses are where we can positively affect ourselves. So I've chosen mostly images with few words because I don't want to dictate. I want you to be led to a memory path that positively reminds you of a time or place. And like for me, you know, it's kind of like an old song that you may hear that comes on the radio. It takes you back to a time and a place, remembers, it allows you to remember things. And so for me, that's kind of how I use the imagery of No JJ. Not a whole lot of words, but I want to stimulate something in your brain, in your thought process, by a particular image that you see. And so I allow that freedom of flow to come to your brain by the image that I present before you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So we have the switchboard is just lit up. We have callers on the line that's waiting to say something, ask a question. So I'm going to unmute caller 9097, last digit 9097. Do you have a question or a comment for LaTanya? Caller 9097-661 area code. You are live.
Sorry about that. I was hooking up
That's
my headphones.
That's okay.
No, I just think it's really awesome, and I just love the thought behind of the expressiveness behind it. I think it speaks to a lot of people in that sense.
Okay, and what's your name, caller?
Tally.
Tally, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad I could
I'm sorry. I cut her off. Oh, I'm so sorry, Tally. And so we have another caller, 8531. I'm going to unmute you. 8531. Area code 323. Last four digits, 8531. 8536. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm 8536. This is Louise. And LaTanya and I used to work together. And I've seen her creative side firsthand. And I just want to congratulate her on getting bringing her dreams to fruition.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Wonderful. And caller 7804, last four digits. Area code 707, you are unmuted and you are live.
Hi, this is Nancy from Northern California, Tanya's cousin.
Hi, Nancy.
So,
hi.
Hi, how you doing? Well, I want to know where can I take a look at your clothes and order? Do you have your website up?
Yes, absolutely. So definitely. So I'm obviously all the social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and then that tagging would be at no.jjapparel. So that's on Instagram and Facebook. My website address is www.nojjapparel.com. So that's www.nojjapparel.com. There is no dot between the no and the JJ. And, of course, I can be reached by email as well at no.jjapparel@gmail.com. So those are the ways that you can definitely contact me or, you know, direct message me. But the website, you can see, you know, my selections. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then we'll also send it out because the recording of this show will be going out with all of the links on how you can get in contact with LaTanya. And so I wanted to take a couple more callers because I know folks are anxious to ask questions and just to be online with you right now live. Caller, last four digits, 8186, area code 626. I am unmuting your line. You are live. Do you have a question for LaTanya, a comment?
I don't have a question. This is Portia, and I'm not a blood relative, but we've been around each other before. Our families were before LaTanya and I were both born. So I just want to tell you that I am very proud of you. I know what you've done. I see it, and keep going, girl.
Oh, how sweet is that? Thank you, Portia. How sweet is that? That's awesome. You have such great support system. Yes.
Absolutely.
We have another caller. We have actually several callers, but we're running out of time. But I'm going to mute caller 7062, area code 617. You are live, caller. You are live.
Hi.
Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. LaTanya, this is Naila. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Naila, for calling. I appreciate that.
Oh, my God. It's so wonderful to hear how expressive you have become. I love you. I've always known you were creative, but
yeah, you're breaking up a little, I think.
I can't wait to get your T-shirts. You need to make one for my dance company, please.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah.
Nice. Definitely. Love you. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in. And the phone lines are just lit it up. So we got two more. Let's take two more, LaTanya. 9153, you are live. I'm going to unmute your line, 619 area code.
Hi, LaTanya. It's Michelle / Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
I just wanted to call in, and I'm so proud of you. You have been a great mentor and someone that I have looked up to since I started my business, and I'm glad that you've taken us along for the ride. It's just so nice seeing women becoming. That's all I have to say, and if you want to tell them a little bit about how we met and how you continue to inspire with people.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just jump in here for a quick second. She says she loves Woman Becoming. Well, ironically, you know, I have that shirt line called Becoming She. And one of the things I will say that all my shirts and my visions or my imageries, they kind of tell a story. They all have a name. And so Becoming She is really about a little girl that has transitioned. You'll see one side of her face where she has a ponytail as a little girl, and the other side she has a cap and gown. So, again, that shirt, Becoming She, means different things to different people. So that's what that's all about. And Michelle is an artist within her own right, an absolutely wonderful artist, a drawer, a painter. And I basically discovered her by accident and one day took her to an artist that I knew who had a gallery, and I had never met her before. Picked her up. We lived in close proximity.
Wow.
So she was able to do some mentoring with that person, and she's gone on to do great things. So I'm glad that my line inspires, and that's really what I want to do. So important, and we need that, and I want to be successful financially in terms of monetizing my business. But I do believe that my drive and my calling is to influence people. people. I'm a conduit that God uses to influence people in positive ways. And if I stay in that lane, he'll produce the rest. He'll make the success of the company. Because I'm not trying to be like everybody else. Nike's got Just Do It, but I'm here to stay what I believe God has called me to do, to be a conduit, a bite that he can use to influence people positively and call them to their own existence and to their own memories and to be the best person that they can be.
And that is so powerful, LaTanya, to hear you say that. Because, you know, a lot of people, and I look at people's shirts, the clothing that they wear, I'm like, do you really know what you're wearing? And some messages are just not positive at all. It's like you're wearing somebody's brand. Do you know what their brand is all about? You know, do you know that brand is not, wasn't even meant for you to be wearing, you know?
Right.
And so what I notice about your clothing, they all have meaning behind the images. And that says a lot. That says a lot. And so to wear something that you're proud to wear, because other people are going to look at you as a billboard. They're going to look at you.
Right.
What are you saying? What messages are you putting out there? You know?
Absolutely.
So we have one more caller. I want to get I'm sorry. Let's get this one caller and then we'll wrap it up because time flies. Oh my goodness, when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
So caller 6904, area code 32. I have unmuted your line. Let's see. Your line is unmuted. 6904.
Hello. This is a longtime friend. A creative as well, LaTanya. I am immensely honored just to know you because I've known you since we were little girls. This is Anita. And I'm just moved to see how God is using you to express him through you. So continue to be that conduit. Continue to stand in your truth. Continue to be a proud woman entrepreneur, and I know the best is yet to come.
Awesome. Amen. The best is yet to come.
Yes.
Wow. That is so. I've seen that you've touched so many lives, LaTanya. So, where do you see your brand in the next 2 to 5 years? Where do you see yourself going?
I want to expand. Obviously, I want to reach more people on a larger scale with ultimately having my own building, my own store, a brick and mortar where people can come by and be inspired daily. So I believe I want to put myself around, and I actually have people who work beside me who help me do this vision as well. And those girls know who they are, and they inspire me. And so I want to make sure I keep people around me who have the same understanding, who can project the same things, and who are really understand what the bottom line meaning of love is and to aspire that way. So I want to be able to do that on a regular basis on a larger scale. And I'm looking always for mentors who I can glean from because, you know, it's all about learning continually. And obviously funding is important. So, you know, I'm beginning those processes, particularly there's a lot of opportunity right now in this pandemic, but being very mindful of, you know, when to move and prayerful, when the right time is to move, but grants, things of that nature that could help me from a financial perspective and organizations that can help guide me through that as well. So I'm looking for mentorship. I'm looking funding, and I'm looking for be able to you know, expose this goodness to the world on a larger scale.
Wow, and you put it out there. You put it out there, and, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about how I can connect you. And just like when people listen to this broadcast, they're going to hear the passion in your voice, and they're going to think about how they can connect with you. And so I just want to thank you so much, LaTanya, for being my guest today on our show. And I just pray blessings upon you, blessings upon your girls, blessing upon your business. If there's anything, like I said, anything I can do to help promote you, I can bring you back on the radio, you let me know, because it's all about iron sharpening iron. There's so much that you know that I can learn from. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, I mean, we're talking about branding, getting her t-shirts, getting her logo out there. I mean, it's about connecting. In on sharing.
Absolutely.
So definitely will be there for you. So what do you want to say? Any last thoughts before we wrap up? Time just flew by.
Yeah, well, thank you guys all for joining in. I appreciate your love and your support. Many of you, it's probably your first time hearing the True Vision and kind of where I began. So I'm really thankful for this platform for inviting me on. Stay tuned. Go ahead and follow me on those platforms. As I said, Instagram, Facebook, No.JJ Apparel, my website as well, www.nojjapparel.com. And so this will lead to other avenues, because as I am inspiring, there's other ways that I want to be able to do that. I have upcoming also another venture, which is called Life Streams, which is personal and spiritual development coach. So that will all be connected to this of giving. And so you'll see that roll out at the end of the year, and hopefully I can come back, you know, this year coming up, 2021, and leading into 2022. And hopefully I'll be able to be invited back so I can discuss that once that gets up and running. And it just be a conglomerate of positively out there from NoJJ.
Yes, absolutely. So we're already friends on Facebook. And so if you want to listen to episodes that I've done in the past, listen to this episode, be sure to like and follow Financial Coach for You, FC4U platform. And anytime we put any recordings on, you'll get a notification. If anyone out there listening has a business, by all means, connect with me. I will definitely bring you on and share the platform as well with you. Thank you so much, LaTanya, again. And thank you, listeners, for calling in. And, oh, my goodness, excitement is in the air for 2021.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com. God bless.